Amen. Thank you. Give him an applause. Thank you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. Amen. You know, thank you, musicians. I don't think that that is the best thing I ever done. I think that that is the thing that he ever done for me. Because it wasn't in me to do that. I tried to do my best, but my best didn't get me anywhere. But I'm glad that he loved me. Amen. See, I didn't fall in love with him. He fell in love with me before the foundation of the world. And then he comes down. And as soon as he loves me, I know what love is, what's all about. Now I can love him back. But before that, you know, that's the best thing he did for me. Because when I was unlovable, you move from John, okay? You got it? Sorry. So, anyway, I'm glad that he loved me. And not only he loved me, but you saw that son, he's in the house. You know, he's here. You want to know where he's at? Well, look at your brother and your sister. Because the Bible said that if you want to see God in these days, you will see where? In the body. So when you come to church, you want to see God? Look at each other. And treat each other like God treats you. He loves you, so love each other. Can we stand so we can continue this morning? Let's call it Connection Part 2, the Body Connection Part 2. So like that, Brother William can get it straight. He always gets things straight. In fact, he's straight beyond most of the time. So let's go to him in prayer. Father, we thank you once again. Thank you, Father, for your love and your kindness. And thank you for your mercy. Have we seen all these songs that express our hearts? Lord, it is all truth. Maybe somebody wrote it, but we can make it our own special relationship that we have with you, Father. But as we have this relationship with you, we have a relationship with the body. Because, Father, you are not just me. I'm just a part of this. And you have some other parts that you love just as much as you love me. And we have to love them just as much. Father, and tonight, it won't be no different. We are standing right here. Father, we're going to set ourselves aside so you can talk to your people. This is your bride. This is a part of your bride. Father, and you know what's best for them. I don't. I don't even know what's best for me. I need you because you know what is best for me. And I need you to speak to me. I need you to help me and to guide me, to lead me. Father, I want to set myself aside and let you have preeminence in my body. I want you to have the liberty. I will give you the liberty. You gave me liberty. You set me free. So I can give you the liberty to manifest yourself through my body. That's what you set me free. So you can come and have your way. Father, sometimes, just like Brother Paul says, we become prisoners of Christ. We want to be that way. Either that or what other choice we got, what's the alternative? We know what the alternatives are. And we sure don't like that guy. But we love you, Lord. And come, make your abode in each one, in these hearts tonight. And those that are not here, Lord, just bless them and be with them and keep them, Father. And we love you. Now come and do what you have purpose for this service tonight. And we ask you all these things in the lovely name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. And you can be seated. Thank you again. Without you, there's no church. I'm not a church. I'm just a part of a church. If I'm the only one here, too bad. There's no church. But we came because we want to have church. We want to praise the Lord. And in the same time, we can worship around the world and have some church. Yeah. And that has a result. And the result is that as we worship and we come together, we learn and we grow. We don't gonna live here the same way we came in. And you might not notice the change because you see each other every week. But if you would not see me for a year and I come back, you see the difference? Well, if the bad or good, you see the difference. You will notice it. I mean, you know, I go home once a year. At home, I call Puerto Rico once a year, and things change. Sure. You know, they all get older. The wiser gets wiser. Not but wiser, wiser. You know, that's what the world has. Let's move on. Anyway, we're gonna pick up what I left this morning. I think I'm on page 3. I don't know if you can follow me, Malachi. I am in Ephesians 4:14, page 3. Page 3 on my document. So that we henceforth be no more children. Is right? 40-year-old guy acting like a child. That's why we come to church. We want to grow. So we stop acting like children. There is a place for that. But, you know, you got to grow. And that's what the church will provide you, the setting and the people and the gifts. So we can grow. Not only to grow from the child stage, we go to a man's stage, a woman's stage, and then we still got to grow. That's not the end. We want to grow to the head. That is Christ Jesus. That is our, you know, end result. He says that we grow. So we no longer be, you know, immature children. You know, it's all right. I can put up with a child that is 4 years old. But a guy that is 40, I cannot put up with immaturities. I'm not talking about you guys. There's nobody mature here. We are all adults. Yes. Children, stay away in the back. You know, those children, they listen. You don't think they listen? I was holding Leanne a couple of services ago. And she's drawing. I mean, she's going and doing, you know, they do their things. And you don't think they're listening. And then Brother Doug says something. And she goes, "What that mean?" Well, I'm not going to talk to her at that point, but I mean, she just, "What did that mean?" Right. I didn't even know she was listening. Right. But they listen. Sure. They listen. So, you haven't found it? Huh. Okay. No more immature, like children, tossed to and fro, you know, blown away. Every time we have something in our life, we get blown away. But we are anchored in something. Now we are not no more children. We are anchored in that rock. And when the storm comes, nothing will blow us away. Because we are secure in Him. That is what the benefit of being or growing up and being part of an assembly. That we want to grow to the point that, listen, there's a lot of stuff that came here last year. But I see a lot of you still here. You don't even let that fade your way. It might look good, and people were saying things, and it might sound like true, but you know it's what, you know the truth from not true. Right. The child of God, we discern the truth. Yeah. You cannot beguile, you know, an elect of God. Because he has something that guides him. And he can tell in you what's right and what's wrong. See? So, you know, bad doctrine come through there, bad ideas, bad thoughts come in, you know, like storm, and some get, you know, taken away, like tornadoes that we happen in the Northwest or wherever there, big ones too. You know, there are stage 5, those are the worst ones. And they take everything. And if you're not anchored, and this is the time for this. This is the time where all these things, let me tell you, Satan has all his guns pointed to the church, and he's going to bring wherever he can. But you know, he's not going to fade me away. Because after the dust settle, after I fall down from the, you know, that big thing, I'm going to be back on my feet, on the ground. I'm grounded in Jesus Christ. I'm grounded. I know where I'm going. I know what I believe. And there's nothing going to move me from that. So, without being immature children, and we won't be tossed, you know, here and there and everywhere, blown away with every what, wind of what? Doctrine. And if there's wind of doctrine, this is the day. Why? Because we're coming to the end. And Satan is trying to do the best he can. And I told you, that's a big tactic. The tactic is, you know, separate, destroy, and conquer. So if I can take one of you and deceive you somehow and make you believe something and toss you out somewhere in the desert, and then I will, you know, cut your water supply, it won't take too long. In just 3 days, you can survive without water. You know that? You can survive without food a few more weeks, but without water, 3 days. So, and that is his tactic. There's churches in town. You know, people trying to separate. You know, Brother Branham fought against that spirit. You know, well, I'm Baptist, but I'm this. And if you don't believe this, and then instead of coming together, connecting, they do what? Any church, I don't care if you message or no message, any church that separates, that's a bad spirit in the church. There's people that say, oh, when you get out of here, don't even look at each other, don't even visit your family, don't even talk to nobody. You go to your home and you lock yourself and, wow, if that's what God wanted, if that sounds like fellowship to you, the only fellowship you can have is with the pulpit, with the pastor, and then, hey, close your Bible, don't even say a word, go. I mean, how can that bring us closer? That is a bad idea of what, you know, coming together as a body. That's not a body. That's a division, a dispersed people. And that's what Satan do. Disperse them, conquer. Why? Because when you are not connected to each other, you can fight. Because who is the captain? Who's giving orders? Who do I follow? Where do I go? What happened? See? Confusion is a sin. That's Satan tactics. And if you feel that way, you're in the wrong place. If you feel that way here, confused, and you don't know what's going on, where you're going to go, if you don't understand the vision and the focus of the pulpit, if you don't understand the fellowship and the, you know, that we are having, if something is don't sound good to you, you're in the wrong place, because everything that we do here, it points to Christ. And if it don't point to Christ, then we are not doing the right thing. Because that is what we are here for. He says, we won't be tossed and blown every wind of doctrine of maybe of new teachings. It's a lot of new teaching. I'm not going to go through that. You know what's going on out there. Here, I'm just going to tell you what he said. And I'm going to quote what Brother Brown said. I'm going to read. I don't have on my own any ideas, any thought coming to me at all. So I'm going to repeat what somebody said. Sure. What he says, I'm going to repeat. Amen. And let him, if it's the truth, let him vindicate it. Amen. It is not up to me. Amen. It is your word. He needs to vindicate it. So teachings, new teachings. There's no new thing under heavens or earth. We will not be influenced, says, slave of men and cunning, crafting and influence when people try to trick us. With lies. And they are so clever and they sound good. It's a lie. A lie coated, sugar coated. It is a wolf dressed as what? Clothing, white clothing as a sheep, you know. And there's all kind of there. This is the time that we are going to do what Brother Brown says. When that time comes, we need to what? Get more closer together. So tight. See? Have a connection so strong and so tight with God and with one another that nothing can squeeze through there. And if you start to squeeze, it's going to squeeze either out or in. But it will not stay that way. And that's what we need to do. That's what we are here for. So we can connect in such a way that we can create a strong relationship between God and you and I. Amen. If that is not working, it has to work that way. Because God is not working through me. God is working through a body. He says, whereby they lay and wait to deceive. But we are not going to be deceived. Amen. Then he says, Brother Branham said, the sign of the times. I read you the one this morning. So I'm going to skip it. Skip that. Oh, you're not even there. Okay. Do you need some help? I can find somebody to help you. I have to preach. Yeah. Can't let go now. But it says, 14 and 15 said, but speaking the truth, Ephesians 4:15, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things. See? We speak the truth in love always. There's no other way to do it. And then we grow up into Him, the head, that is Christ Jesus. If we can talk to one another with that intention, the only intention is to edify you so you can be better and you can grow. If a conversation that goes there, well, that's all right. You know, we can talk about sports and we can talk about this until the opportunity comes to talk about Him, Brother Brown says. Nothing wrong with that. But you know, that's not our intentions. Our intention is to connect. And the only way we can connect is connect with Him. Because that is my intention with anybody. You know, the Bible said we're reconciling the Word to His Maker, God. We all being reconciled, right? Or we need to be restored with the fallen ones, you know, the dislocated, no connection. What is our job? To restore. It's not the pastor, it's you, and you, and you need to restore that person. Because if he's a son of God, he will take, you know, heed to the word of God. It has to be done in love, though. So, he says, which is the head, that's what we're trying to grow to the head, even Christ. See, speaking the truth, growing every day, every way, more and more like Him. That's what I want. I want to be like Jesus. We sing. I want to grow to be like my Father. You know, every child wants to be like his father. At one point, I want to be like my Father. I want to act like Him. I want to speak like Him. He says, who is the head of His body, the church? And 16, that I finished this morning, from who the whole body fit together perfectly. Now, you cannot do that. He's the one that is choosing the parts. He's the one that honing the stones. And He's the one that fitting them together. See, that is Him doing it. But I want you to understand that that is what He's doing with you. It's honing you and you and you and your brothers and sisters so you can become a what? A group, a body. See? So we need to be as close, not as far, you know. Sometimes we see somebody coming, we go to the other side of the street. I cannot even see that guy even in the picture. No, we are coming together, so we learn how to be together. Oh, but I love God and I want to see Him and I want to be with Him. What about your brother? That's why we are here. And once we get together, we get home. How did he hone his stones? Huh? Brother Jay. Jay. How do you think it? That was a pause, but it was not intentional. It was not intentional. Anyway. It's because I'm thinking ahead of me. It takes you and me to rub against each other. And your wife, perfecting angel, you know. Yeah, that's what wives are there for. To blow your balloon when you get too high and mighty. You know, the only person that tells me the truth is my wife. I go to you, say, how was this morning? It was great, brother. Baby, how was this morning? Well, you shouldn't be saying. See, she will tell me the truth because I have confidence in her and I know what she's saying. But you just tell me, you know, it looks good. So you don't want no problems anyway with me. No. You see, it takes you and me to come together. So, listen, if we have some, you know, little misunderstanding, it's God is trying to. And sometimes it hurts, and it burns, and it stings. But I tell you, when it gets done, you're going to be so close that you're going to forget about it. God is taking us, you know, and He's bringing us together, He says. Joined together, he says, compacted, you know. Listen, there's no room for the devil. It is no room but him and him alone. We are so tight that nothing else can come through there. That's what we should be, squeeze that guy out of here. Either he gets in or he gets out. But there's no room. Hey, there's no more room. Between me and you, there's no more room. He says... It says together and and compacted by that which every joint supply. That's interesting. As each part does its own special little thing, what's happening? You know, we get more what? Connected. Now you need to listen to what he's saying. You have a special thing to do. You have to supply something to somebody else down the line. I mean, start seeing the brain and then go through the electrical, wires that we call what? I forgot what they call. Whatever. It goes there, the information. And it turns the arm. It turns all these things. Hey, I need to move these fingers. So you need to supply everything that you have, that you are made for. Go through that joint and make that guy move. Whatever muscle it takes. You're going to check hands. You know, you need to move. I don't move just my hand. I have to move my whole arm, not my hands. Why? And that takes what? This guy had to supply something to this guy, and to this joint, supply something to this guy, and this guy got to supply something to this guy, so God can get the work done. God gives the order, but you have to do the special work. Now, listen, this is a group effort. God is in charge, but you are the one that is going to supply something to me tonight. And I'm going to supply something to you. For what? So you can grow, and you can move, and you can be alive. That is the whole reason we're here. But if you don't know what you're supplying, then you come to church, we sit down, and okay, I'm done my duty. Find out what is your special responsibility in church. If it is just to come and say amen, that's all it is. You know, I don't care how small, I don't care how big, but you have something that I need. You have something that everybody needs. And you come so God can use you to supply that. Listen, we are called to give people life, eternal life. God gave us eternal life. It don't stop there. Now we can, what? Supply that to somebody else. So they can live, you know, like us. So, it says compacted. Which every joint supply. Now, the joint don't supply, but the joint is the connection. There's a connection between you and me, brother. There's a connection, brothers. And there's a connection. And if it's a true and real connection, through that connection, I will supply what you have need of this morning. You say, but what can you give me that he don't give me? I said, well, let's find out. Because God has a way to speak. God has a program. He has a ministry. He has gift. And all this is in place to what? To bring the bride and to grow. Yes. So if you're going to sit there and you say, but you know, God talks to me. Okay, let's see how that works. That means you don't need me and you don't need us. You don't need anything. I got something that God gave me that you need. You got something that God gave you that I need. And all that has to be supplied. It has to down the line somewhere. But it's God that supplies through us. God calls us according to his effectual working. See? In the measurement of every part. See, not everybody's going to do the same thing. We all have a measure of faith. Right. Jesus had everything on him. Now, are you talking about someone not needing anybody? But what did he do? This is Jesus, a person that no sin. God emptied himself. He didn't need anybody. Nobody. But he makes himself what? The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords comes down, transcended to the lowest, and then he came and washed your feet. And he didn't need to do that. But you know what? That was his body. He's taking care of the body. Because he is the supply, the source that we need. You know, we cannot just live in a little prison of our mind that we don't need anybody. I go to church and I'm blessed, I'm gone. No. We need you. We need to grow. And until we can grow all the way to that head that is Jesus Christ. He says, it affecting working in the measure of every part. So, I don't care how small, I don't care how big. It is your gift. But you have something to do. And I need it. See? And he says, effectual work in the measurement of every part. Now, I am a part, you are a part, you are a part, but we belong to a whole. Okay? Can you imagine, you know, but you don't have to imagine this. You are a thought of God. You are an attribute, right? And you are another attribute. And you are another attribute. And I'm an attribute. Now, I'm not all God. I got a portion of God. But when all this portion gets together, what happens? God comes in the scene. Why? Because you brought him in the scene. See? You brought him. When you come to church and you get together and you connect, you brought God in the scene because you are a portion of God. So you don't have to say, well, we're two or three of God together, he will be here. No, I brought him here. And you two, and we three, and we four, and we got more God here. That's what I was, Brother Doug sometimes said. There's more of God here than in your closet. Hey, well, we don't want to come to church. Because if you need God, there's more of God here than in your closet. Now, what about that for attitudes? Yeah, still don't know why people miss church. You know what it is? The connection is not... It should be critical. Because that connection tells me, if I don't have it, I die. Because you got something that you need to supply to me. I came to church, I need something that you need to supply that I need so I can, God knows what it is. And God knows who he's going to use to supply that I need. You don't. So we cannot just say, I don't need anything. I got everything I have. You know who's saying that today? Sounds like the Laodicean church. Whoa, I have need of nothing. You don't need me? No, I don't need you. I don't need the church. And I do tapes and I do this. And he says, the Bible says that the Laodicean says, you know, that she's naked and she's fresh. So how is that working for you, brother? Are there by yourself? And you don't need anybody. I'll tell you how it's working. I'll tell you what the Bible said. You're miserable. You're wretched. You might not want to admit it. But that is what's happening because the connection is not there. Excuse me. So, we are attributes of God. Now, can you imagine that God is trying to, you know, bring a bride? You know, here the Bible says, so that we, that the whole body says, every part make increase of the body. So how are we going to increase? Every part comes to church. Every part will help to bring the increase. You got something. I got something. Listen, we cannot sit there and wait that, you know, we go from children to adults. We all need each other to do that, to grow spiritually. It says over here, make increase of the body unto the edifying itself in what? In love. The whole body is healthy and growing and full of love because he's love. So, this is what Brother Branham said. Oh, you got it. Thank you. Christ, the mystery of God revealed. First, he says, to express himself completely. This is what God purposed in his heart. He was alone. He was connecting to his thought, but that wasn't working too good because can you grab thought? Can you tell him, oh, I love you so much. I'm glad you're so there. You're nice and nobody can take you away from me. No, you know, can you imagine yourself, you know, having fellowship with yourself? How will you tell yourself? God is there by himself, alone. I mean, he has it all here, but he needed more than just here. You need more than just thinking about this. You need more than just going by yourself. You need more than that. If it's all there, you just don't do anything. It just becomes thoughts, and that's all it is. Good thought. You got a good thought. But that's all they are. So God said, you know what? I need to make something here. I'm going to make them flesh. See, the only way that he connected with his thoughts is to make them flesh so he can connect with them. He says, to express himself completely. See, God could not express himself in the mind, in the thought, and you cannot do it either. You can think all you want to, but that don't tell me anything of who you are and what you are. But when you express yourself, attribute, you know you are an attribute. The only way I can understand God, because God has put himself, his thoughts, in a body. And you have the responsibility to act out that you know, that attribute. So when you start doing that and you do that and you do that and I do that, then now we can do what? We can see God completely. Right. Excuse me. If you said, I can see God at home, okay, good luck with that. Because God is in your home. I know you pray and it's there. But see, when you come to church, a part of God is here. A part of God is there. A part of God is there. And you respect that. And you respect your brother because that's not your brother. It's a part of God. It's an attribute. Now, we are going to go and get together and connect and strengthen a bond of love and, you know, of fellowship. Because we want to grow. Because when God comes, can you imagine you missing an eye? Well, that guy didn't want to connect. But that's all right, God. You know, I can see. I cannot hear. I have missing toe. What kind of a bride you think God is making? You think that's going to happen? No, the bride will be complete. The bride will be perfect. It will not be missing a toe or an arm. Or can you imagine? If that's all we can produce, brother Brown says, if that's all my message produced when he saw her in review. No, you and I have the responsibility to come together and grow so we can so Christ can present us as the bride. And if you are an ear, you better be there. And now how many ears tell the other ear or tell the face, you know what, I don't need you. Get out of my face, you know. You cannot get out of the face. You stuck to there. No, this arm said, you know what, this leg said, you know, I'm going this way. And this one said, I'm going that way. And this guy said, I'm going there and I'm going down. How are we going to grow? When everybody's thinking their own thoughts and their own ways. There's only one way. And he is the way. And that's where we come. We need to learn to let go and let God do what he purposed in his heart to do before the foundation of the world. And that was to have a bride, a group. It says over here, sorry, to express himself. Now, Brother Henry, if you're a part and you are full of the Holy Ghost and we're supposed to express God, how are we going to express God when we're missing something? You can express it, but it won't be complete. Brother Doug says, every time people miss, the dynamic change. You know why? Because if they belong to this church, today is Sunday, they're supposed to be here, so we can express God completely. Right now we're missing some attributes. I don't know which one they are, but we're missing some. So how can I express God completely? So we can get blessed 80%. Whatever we can get out of God, you know, this is God. Whatever we can get out of you guys. But we're missing something. So the dynamic change. Every time we come to service and we are not where we're supposed to be to do what we're supposed to do, the responsible for our brother was saying every day, daily walking in our responsibility and our duties. If we don't do that, how can God completely show himself? If he's missing, if he's missing a mouth that day, how are you going to speak to us? Sure. You understand what I'm trying to tell you? He says, second. So if God is going to, first, if God's going to express himself, I want to see God completely. I don't want to see half of God. I don't want to come to church and he's missing the head. Where's the head this morning? I don't know. Let's have some church. And you run that way like a chicken with your head cut up, and you run that way, and you run that way, and nobody's in charge. There's no head. Christ is not in here. Yeah, but Christ is in me, but it's also, you saw only a portion. You know, the ocean is big. It's a big whole thing. And you're just a spoon of the ocean. What kind of spoon can do? Not much. But you have the same thing that the ocean has. Right. But when we all come together, if we empty that spoon, the millions and millions of believers around the world, we can create an ocean that can rise up and wipe out the world right now. We got that much power. The more we have, the more power it is. Power is in, you know, numbers. You heard that before. Now, you said, but God don't need but me and God. You know, we are it. I said, that's true. That's true. You are a part, and you have, you know, promises, and you can, you know, speak. That's just minor. Can you imagine when she rises all together in one? And Satan comes like a flood, and she says, stands and says, part the sea, like Moses. And Satan goes, that's not fair. Well, you know, that's the kind of power we have when we come together. He says, to spread himself completely. So we had, so the whole body has to be here. This is attribute that he called in this church. If you said, I'm part of this church, this is my pastor, and I claim this to be my church, then you gotta be here. You wanna be part, you know, or at least that God can completely express himself. Second, to have the preeminence. See, he wanna have supremacy. Above and before anything, he has to have preeminence. Not you, not me. It is not what I want. It's not what you want. It's what he wants. He needs to have complete preeminence in the body. So if that is his purpose and that is his church, you know, the body, the bride, then we need to express him. You know, he wants to express himself, but in order to express himself, he needs to have what? Rulership, dominion, preeminence. It's no good to come to church if we're not going to let it have its way. Because then there's not a ruler any longer. So he wants to express himself, but he needs control. So you need to lose your control. Just give it up anyway. Because you're a child of God. You're going to give it up sooner or later. You're going to lose your control. You want him to have full control. And when he has full control, then he can decide how he wants to express himself tonight in this service. He wants to do something. You think this is just a mid service or Sunday service night? No, this is a special service because he is our invite of honor tonight. How he's going to come in? Get out of the way and let God have his way. And if I do that and we all do that, then he can express himself. Second, to have preeminence. Let me change the page. Third, it says, and thirdly, to restore the kingdom into his rightful position that fell by sin by the first Adam back to where he walked in the cool of the evening. Today is the evening. He's walking in the cool of the evening. He's restoring us back to that fellowship. I love the evening. He's walking among us right now. He's talking to you. He's telling you how much he loves you. I mean, he's having fellowship right now. That's why we come to have fellowship around the what? The Word. This is the evening time. And he came down to see his children. So he says, he walked in the cool of the evening, he says, with his people, talk to them and fellowship with them. You know, it's not me. God wants to talk to you. When he came down to talk to Adam, that's what he wanted to do. It might sound like me, and it might look like me, as ugly as and fat I am. But I tell you something. It's how you accept it. See, it's not me. God wants you. And God wants to talk to you tonight. Exposition of the seventh church age. He says, now listen closely. God being a savior, it was necessary that he predestined a man who requires salvation in order to give himself a what? A reason and a purpose. I told you this morning, I didn't read it. But here it is. That is 100% what? Correct. And we have enough scripture, he says, to back this up. So if God needed a purpose and a being, don't you think you need a purpose and a being to be here tonight? This didn't happen by random. You know, kind of a thing of life. You know, the world didn't come out by a random, you know, event like what they call it, the Big Bang. This is not random here. You are special. You have been selected among people in the world. I mean, he could have, I don't know why me, but he selected me to, you know why? To express himself. What an honor we have this morning, tonight, that you have become the special person as we are. Don't let nobody tell you that you are nobody and you don't have anything and you don't have any gift and what can I do? You know, you are somebody. Amen. Let me tell you, you were somebody before the foundation of the world. You are going to be somebody when we get out of here. And today we are working in the somebody part. See, don't let nobody tell you that you are no good. Never. One time a teacher was, she was like, I think like Monica, she loved her children. And the children knows that she loved them. And when she's teaching, you know, she's trying to help them. We're trying to help them the best way. Because she don't want no one to fail. When you come to church, we don't want nobody to. Who wants to fail and go to hell? We are here because we want you to have life and have it abundantly. We are not against you. I don't care what the Satan is telling you. We are not against you. We want to help you. We want to redeem you. We want to restore you. We want what God has for you. We want the best that have God for you. It's what we want. What do you think we labor so hard and we study so hard and you come to church? You could be doing some of the things tonight. We could. But we decided and we chose. This is what I want to do. So you think this pay off? Not here, but it's going to pay off. And that's what I'm looking to, Brother Blunky. I'm not looking at the payoff here. Here we stressed out and depressed and it's a lot of, you know, against you comes this, against you comes that. This happened. We suffer. We you know. But one of these days when all that is over and the smoke in the bottle, the last one just clears out and dissipate, then we can say it's all over. I'm home. This is not my home. However, I will finish my story in a minute with the teacher. However, this is not my home. I got a home that I'm going to. But I should act here like I am in heaven, like I am at home. Because that's what God wants you. God wants to express himself. So act like you home. Remember the black, you know, slave? But what are you doing to that guy? You feed him better. You pay him better. He's in charge. I mean, look, he was straight and he walked like proud. And man, he's respectful. He's respectful. He's kind to the others. He's trying to help them. What's so special? He said, nothing. Did you feed him? Nothing. But why? Why? This journey that we're going to, you better act like you're in heaven already. Do you think you're going to act like you're in heaven when you get to heaven? You missed it. This is what is here. To prove who God is and who you are. An attribute of God. And if that don't happen here, it's not going to happen there. Here is where character is being, you know, made, formed. So he said, well, how much you want? No, I don't want to sell it. I don't blame him. I won't sell it either. So the end of the story, you know what happened, right? He was a son of a what? A king. And he did what? And he acted like, and you and I, we are son of a what? Of a king. Now, you should act like a king here. You better walk and talk and act that you're in heavenly places. I don't give you a work. I don't give you a school. We're supposed to act. We got that responsibility, that daily walk that my brother was talking about it. You have a duty. You have a responsibility to let the world know that there's a real God in today. That we're not serving a dead God. It's a real God. How I know that? He's in me. And if he's in me, I have to let him, you know, express himself. In every conversation, I fail sometimes, I'm telling you. But I want to. My desire is to be like him in everything that I do. Amen. I fail, yes. Miserably sometimes. So, you know, the teacher have the children at heart. You know, that's the best government that there is, Brother Brown said. See, because there's no hidden agendas and trying to take advantage, you know. Her purpose is the children's. So she gave a test one time. And out of the 20 questions, one student got 18 wrong. But the teacher, you know, so nice and so compassionate and so understanding, because they know that some of those children are poor in the neighborhood there. They don't even eat when they go to school. They don't have enough sometimes. Excuse me. So she put a smiley face in right next to the F. See? So the little boy was confused. Teacher, teacher. Yes, yes. You put a smiley face on my paper. I said, yes. But I got an F. Yes. You missed 18. Yes. But you got 2 right. What are you going to look at, your failures? Or are you going to look at what God is doing in your life? You say, yeah, it's a smiley face because at least you didn't miss them all. Tomorrow, you do better. You get 3. And before, by the end, we finish the school year, you are 18. But see, that's faith. That's hope. Build up. You know, we don't destroy. And we praise people. Yeah, we're going to fall. I just told you, I fall miserably. But I don't look at that. God, forgive me. Because God is not looking at that. And you should not be looking at it either. You want to restore your brother, your sister? You cannot look at that. But you made that mistake and you made that mistake. Yeah, you know, the worst thing it is in life between a husband and a wife is that one of them will be unfaithful, right? Because we don't forget it. Well, at least she or her, we don't forget it. You know why we don't forget? I don't care how good you were for 40 years. You could be the best husband, the best father for 40 years. And you make that kind of mistake, and we don't trust you anymore. But before you make your mind, the Bible said, no adulterers, no fornicators, no drunkards, and no, in the same line, in the same token, it says, and those that are gossipers. Now, you want to point your finger at the adulterers? But let's go down in the line. Because if we are accusing and talking about somebody, that's just as bad as being an adulterer. And that's what go and read it. It's in the Bible. It is the same line. So if you're going to accuse somebody for doing that, let's start here in you first. But I never done that. Yes, I know you never done that. But if you broke one, you broke them all. How can you justify yourself? Like I said, well, I haven't never committed adultery. I haven't never done that. You know, when he was in that, almost dying, he says, Lord, but you know, that's all you can come up with? Yeah, but he lied. He probably did all the things. You know? So I don't care how, there's no small and big sins. Sin is sin. Disbelief is disbelief. So who can throw the first stone here? I don't care what it is. You think that this is sin is bigger than this sin? Well, what is, you know, a white lie. You know, I don't care if it's white or black. You cannot just say, well, you know, who is trying to decide what's bad or what's you? And who are you? And who put you in charge to decide who is the worst and who is the best? If God forgave you, who is me to accuse anybody? You cannot point fingers to anybody because the one that is accused, God is the one, the accuser. Nobody can accuse anybody. Because we were in the same token, in the same place. And tell me, how many of you have done made a mistake? Yeah, but I don't make those kind of mistakes. I don't care. A mistake is a mistake. Mistake is a steak not cooked right for me. You know, it's a mistake. Yeah, English. Steak, mistakes. Can I have a mistake, please? Fries. The Bible says, what was I? Okay, I think I'm here. It says, and thoroughly to restore the kingdom to the right place and the position of the churches. Okay, this is what I was saying. Now listen closely, Savior. It wasn't necessary for him to predestine. Okay, a man requires salvation in order, he predestined a man to require salvation in order to give himself a reason and a purpose. That is 100% correct. Now, mistakes, error, failure, we do that. That I was talking about. Anyway, so, you are somebody. I don't care how many mistakes you make. You are somebody. If you're a child of God, who is going to disconnect you from the love of God? Who's going to throw the first stone? Who's going to say you are not? He is the one that judge. He is the one that has mercy. Who wants to have mercy? He is the one. And the Bible, it says over here, you are God's purpose. See? And we together are attributes of his, or thoughts of God manifested, and we are connected in a body. We need each other, and nothing will separate us or disconnect us from the love of God. So I don't care how much you don't want me, I'm going to get stuck to you. Like a chewing gum to the bottom of your soul. See? It says, Romans 8:19. For the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. They're not waiting for the manifestations of Eli Ortiz, or Brother Dutch, or Brother Blanky, or Brother Manuel. The sons. It's a group manifestation. You know that God will not be able to manifest himself, a present self, until he's completely in place? And that is your responsibility, to bring him down in such a way that you give him liberty to express himself. And when we all do that, see, you don't have to agree with her or with him or with her. You need to agree with him. Once you agree with him, that is what you want to do. Come to church to express him in any way you want to express him. Man. We don't have no cookie cutter here, okay? Everybody has different ways to express God. But God knows your heart. And you express in him, sooner or later, this connection, it goes to that connection. They have to be. It's all connected. It says, God manifests and is connected to the body. See, this and nothing was separated from that, disconnected from that. For the earnest expectation of the creature, waited for the manifestations of the sons of God. So how we define connection then, at this point? You know, Zoe was there. And, what comes in my mind, he's a creation of God. And she's waiting for the manifestation of what? And I feel lousy because I'm supposed to be a son. And I'm telling Zoe, they're waiting for the manifestation of God. Here he is. Or what do you think? Somebody else is going to come to do it for you? They're waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. So I feel bad because, but see, I don't understand the will of God sometimes. I think the will of God will be this. And we pray for this. But sometimes that's not it. God has some other intentions. So wherever it goes, either we stay or we go, still, we are God's and we belong to him. Whatever he decides to do. But I want to make sure that I live a life that when there is a need, I can manifest God in the scene. Because if I'm not living right, or I'm not right, and something happened, you're going to be sorry sometime. Because you are not in the position to let God manifest and help. That's what is so important, that you every day you walk in such a way that it won't be no stumbling block. So God will come in the scene through you. You know, I don't know when bad things are going to happen, but I want to make sure that God is there when it happens. But how I'm going to do that, I will have to bring him. Because God, this is the only hands he got. This is the only feet. So you have to be in such a connection with God that nothing will break it. If something's going on with you and your brother or something you did, make it right as quick as possible. That connection cannot be established until. And then if something happens, then you want the power of God to come. But you feel sorry because you cannot bring it, because as long as there's something in your mind. See, the Bible said, if there's no condemnation, you know, if two can come and agree and there's no condemnation, you can have what a condemnation is, that Satan is not. You know, hey, what about this? What about that? See? You have to live a life. I know it's impossible for me as a human being, but nothing is impossible for God. If I can live a life that I can respond to a situation, my response is live a clean life as much as I know how to live a Christian life. So when the event happens, the situation happens, I can bring God in the scene. That is my desire. So sometimes I feel bad. You know, so is there. And I'm searching. I'm searching my heart. Because as a son of God, she's waiting for the manifestation. And I am. So what are you going to do, Eli? And everything all right? Everything is okay? Because it must be. It has to be clear. Connection has to be clear. And it has to be a connection. So that means all these other connections must be in place. If something is not connected because something happened, you need to work on that. Because it will come the time, I'm telling you, I always feel this way. You know, I am ready to bring the will of God. You are the one that's going to bring the will of God. What is spoken in heaven is spoken here. Through what? So if I'm supposed to be bringing the word to this room, then I better be ready. God cannot use a dirty vessel, you know. You go to a chicken coop and you go and get a glass that is there. Supposed to be a glass that is clear and clean and it's all full of everything. And you clean it inside nicely. I mean, you can put soap and you can put bleach and you can do whatever you want to. Acid anyway, clean it real good. In fact, it's squeaky clean. And you put water, but if you don't clean the outside, I don't want to drink out of that glass. I don't care how clean it seems like it's inside. But if the life is not there, even though you're telling me it is, the life should come out. See? So, it's saying, so we said for the earnest expectation. Now, you said, but this is what's going to happen. We all, the creation is waiting for the manifestation. When is it going to happen? Listen, my friend. You cannot wait for the mystical body for the last one to get in so you can start manifesting Christ. What kind of thing is that? If you're waiting for the last one to get in to manifest, it's too late. If you cannot manifest God here with us together, how are you going to manifest it out there? When we join that bride. When we join that bride, it's because we have arrived to that point. Our walk should be, our daily walk, is to let him have his way. Let him have his preeminence. That's what he wants in the body. Now he says, so how I define the connection? The connection is the energy, you know, that lake of fire that you bring to church that exists between people. When they, you know, when I come to church and I like to be seen. And if you tell me you don't, you're lying. I like to be seen. I'm not calling you liars. I'm saying, if someone don't want to be seen, you know, they say, hi, brother, it's nice to see you. I say, it's good to be seen. Because if you don't see me, I'm gone. And you missed it. No. Well, if one is going to make it, it's me. So if you don't see me one day, you better start worrying. What is Brother Eli? It's always good to be seen. Hey, Brother Andy, I enjoy coming to church just to be seen. And then see your smile. Thank you for your smile. I mean, that is the whole thing. You know, don't you feel good when somebody asks you and care about you and how you're doing and I love you and I miss you? You don't? I do. You see, connection is that energy that we come. See, we come for that energy to energize each other, you know, to be seen. Not to be heard so much, but we like to be heard when we praise the Lord. You know, we want to bring that atmosphere, see, because that's what we believe. See, because that's the only way, you know, we can achieve anything. We want to be in one accord, in one mind. Because, listen, I told you this morning, if you don't like me, what are you doing here? Because you will not listen to someone that you don't like. So either you like me or you dislike me today, right now. But I like you. In fact, I don't like you, I love you. So that's what I can listen at you. Because children don't, they know if you like him or not. See, you cannot lie to a little kid. They know if you have him at heart or not. It says, so a connection, so without judgment, we see each other and we're not trying to see, oh, I wonder what he's been doing, you know. No, without judgment. And when they, and then when we come, so we derive substance, sustenance from each other. We get a strength. Maybe I come down to church a little down and out. Who is going to lift me up? You, when you start praising, when you start seeing me, when you say, hey, brother, how is it going? Are you feeling okay? Brother Arbor sometimes tells me that. He looks at me and says, are you okay? I don't know why he always wants to take care of me. I mean, he's younger than me. If he was older, I can call him my father, but he's younger. He always looks at me and says, are you okay? I say, yes, I'm okay, peachy. In fact, I'm better at 70 than you are at 60 anyway. Yes. I'm doing things that I'm doing at 70 that a 60 guy can even do sometimes. Well, sometimes they're sick anyway. But anyway, it is nice to come. It is nice to talk. It's nice to be seen. It is nice to gain, you know, to substance, strength, you know, from each one. Because that is what connections will do. And that's how relationship gets stronger, stronger. Do you think that this is a family or not? Don't you have a relation with your, you know, flesh family? It's a strong connection. Why? Because they are blood related. We are blood related. I'm your brother and you're my sister. So I should have a connection just as even better than our own families. The Bible said that there's a friend that stays closer than a friend. Him. You know what? I'm the best friend you got. All right. Quiet. One of these days you're going to find out that I'm your best friend. Because I got your best friend. And you got my best friend. And the only way my best friend can love me is if you embrace me and love me. This is the only arm we got, God. You know, when you tell me I love you, when you tell me, hey, how you doing? It is not you. It is God through you expressing his love for me. The thing is using you. And that's how we need to come to church to see each other. Not as, you know, William. That's not William there. He has another name. I don't know his name, but he has a new name. See? And when we come to church, we should look at each other the way God looks at all of us. Anyway, I need to finish. Romans. So that's how I define a connection. And as I started this morning to talk about the value and the importance of human connection, and the significant thing is that I just kept saying, you know, that a connection helps to learn. Let me explain to you what it means. The greatest thing in earth right now is what? Brother Brown says love. It's the greatest force. Second to love is what? Learning. You love God and you start learning. Like I told you, a child from one to start learning. So the best thing is love, but the second best thing is to teach someone the ways of the Lord. The best thing is that they can learn how to love God. That is the best thing you can leave a child. I mean, you can die, and you know what? The best thing you can leave them, you know, God in their lives. Maybe you die poor, but if you leave them that, they're the richest people in the whole world. But that has to be taught. Because if you don't, there's some people out there in the school that want to teach your children. You got the responsibility to teach them and then train them in the way they should go. And you cannot do that without love. See, it has to be love. And then it has to be learning. The 13 is connection. And what we're talking about, the only connection that I know is the Holy Ghost. That's my connection. So, you got love, then you start learning, and then you start making a connection. Not you, but God start connecting. And how did God connect? He give you the Holy Ghost. So you can connect to Him. That is our connection. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, you are useless to God right now. Because you have no guide, no mentor. You don't know what to go and what to do. So you got love, you start teaching the ways of the Lord, and then the acceptance, they receive the connection, that is the Holy Ghost. And then after that, what is it? Fellowship. See? At the end, it's fruits. All that will yield the fruits. If we are growing, loving in truth, connecting, we are loving each other, and we are receiving from Him. We are all drafted in Him. He is the source. And we are connected to the source. Now, listen to me. There's a tree, and you can put, you know, different kind of, you know, that's what we call, you have a orange tree, and you can put grapes, fruits, or some other thing, and they will live out of that life in the sap. And they will give fruits, but they will never reproduce his fruits. They only reproduce what they are in them. You cannot fool anybody. They will reproduce what they are in them. Now, you and I, the Bible said, and Brother Branham says that if that tree will put another branch, what do you think he's going to put out? Oranges. So when you love God and God loves you and you start learning and have knowledge, that's what we learn about God, and you start growing and you start connecting with him, you start connecting with everybody, you start having fellowship, and the next thing is you start producing in your life the gift of God, the fruits of God. Listen, there's no way you can miss it. There's no way you can produce something different than what God already makes you to do. That is so sure. But we need to let go and let God. Now, it says, that is the connection. So, the greatest thing in the world is, in the world today is love. Second, the greatest thing is learning. That's what I emphasize so much in learning, because sometimes we leave learning for the end. If you don't teach the kids the way to go now, they will never be that. That's what the Bible said. Teach them, and they never depart. They will never disconnect from that. See? That's what God tells me. But it's your responsibility, my responsibility, to teach them and to train them in the way they should go with love. And then the rest of it God will do. Now, it says, so no significant learning can occur in life without significant relationships. You know, if you and I, we don't have a special relationship, I cannot teach you. You know that? The only reason I can teach you is because you know me and we have a special connection. And you know that special connection. And you know there's a gift. And you know there's this and that. But if it wasn't there, you wouldn't even pay attention to me. In fact, who's going to preach tonight? Well, okay, maybe I don't come. Okay, because I cannot teach you. And anyway, I'm not the one teaching you. If you would have, you know, enough understanding, you know that it's not me. But that is that is something that is profound when you come to connections, see? And it's beautiful and profound. That without a significant relationship, a really significant connection, nobody can learn. They don't pay me, you know, like I said, enough to teach, because that's not what we do it for. Okay, let me, okay, so, again, the exposition of the seven church age, the Pergamene church age. When Jesus was upon earth, he says, believe thou not that I am in the Father, and Father in me. That is connection. Today you need to say, I am in the Father and the Father in me. That's connection. If you cannot say that, there's an opportunity. You need the Holy Ghost. In that day, you will know. That is the first thing we have to be established. You have to be connected to the source, or there won't be no light. You know, you can have an interrupter. This is what interrupts. They call it interrupt because it interrupts the light. So if I turn it off, nothing is going there. No light. It gets cold. It don't serve purpose for what we was created. But I tell you, the 120 volts are still right here. That cable that comes here is still charged. But what happened that it's not producing? Something has interrupted the connection. But once you connect back, what happens? You do what you're supposed to do, and you be what you're supposed to be. Don't ever lose your connection with him. Because you cannot connect then. You cannot be the light of the world unless you are connected to him. See, if you are connected to him and you're grounded, you need a ground. He is my ground. He is my rock. I'm grounded in the gospel, in the message. And if you're grounded right, there will be a flaw. But sometimes we get mad, sometimes we fail, sometimes we commit error and we disconnect. But don't stay there. As soon as you can, make it right. Because if you don't make it right, you're going to come to church and that's what you're going to look like. Then you are not good to me. You're not good to anybody. Might as well stay home. No, don't stay home. Instead of shining, let your light shine Something is just interrupting. Make it right. Whatever you have to. Don't let it in anything between you and God and to come between you and God. You don't want the light to be interrupted. I want to shine all the time. And if I fall, make a mistake, I said, forgive me, Lord. Right there, don't wait. The man says, I want to get to the point that that part, moment. Why? Because then you don't serve your purpose. You can give light. He says, when you see what he says, Father in me, the words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself. We don't either. But the Father that it dwells in where? In me. That's the connection. So you cannot speak his word unless it's in you. He does the work. So he not only tell you what to do, but he made that happen. He give you the desire and he opened the door and he take care of the other end too. Man, you ain't got nothing to lose. All you have to do is just walk in it. He says, John 14:10. Here is most even evidently set forth that the perfect manifestation of God in the Son was by the indwelling the Spirit manifesting in the Word and works. So that is the evidence that God manifests in your life is that you have Him and you are connected to Him. Without Him, we are what? Nothing. That is exactly what we have been teaching all along. When the bride will, not when he lie, not when the brother, he says when the what? When the group, when the bride, when the whole, not the parts, when the whole. This is what I wanted to get this morning. When the whole, say when the bride will get back to being the word bride. Now, we are not talking about one person here. When the bride, so that means you got to be doing your part, you got to be doing your part, you got to be doing the part, you got to be, I got to be doing my part, so God can express himself in the body. Amen. See, it's what I want you to get, that mentality, the body mentality. It says, being the word bride, she will produce the very work that Jesus produced. Now, that's what I want to get. That is my desire. But we are not going to do it until we come together in one. It's called the bride. When we come together as one connected. You see, in the beginning, you know, they created the Tower of Babel. They were united in one. And God says, you know, wow, they had made their mind that they are going to do that. And there's no way, you know, we can even deter them from that. Because their mind were made up. That they were going to get together and build that. What about us? We come to church. What can we make our mind that we are going to come together? See, listen, you don't have to ask, what is your opinion? What is your opinion? What is your opinion? How we do this? That's your connection. And that connection will take out this other connection. Because if I think like him, I cannot manifest him, and you manifesting him, where are we going to go wrong? Where? It's God, and it's God, and it's God, and you think God is going to be against God? We do that. I bring a quote, and you bring me another quote. God don't fight God. Bride don't fight bride. It says, Spirit in the Word. That's exactly what we have been teaching today. See? When the bride will get back to being a word bride. Now, that has to happen here. If you are thinking that I'm going to join a mystical body somewhere in heaven, then we're going to have power. No. If we cannot join here to one another and bring the power of God, and we don't even let sin come through there, it's not going to happen there. Here is the way to do this. It says, we'll produce, and exactly that we have teaching, and when the bride will come back to being the word bride, she will produce the very work that Jesus produced. The word is God. The Spirit is God. They are all what? Two? Three? One. There shouldn't be no difference between you and me. We all one. When one pick on me, it pick on all of you. Because I'm one. That's what Brother Ban says. See? We might fight and we might, you know, get all kind of disagreement. But when we go out there and somebody pick on us, you have to pick in the whole group. Because we are one. He says, one cannot work apart from the other.
How you like that?
You know, you come to church and you cannot be, your spirit should not be against somebody else's spirit. How that's going to work? How can God express himself if we are not coming one accord, in one thought? You cannot be against your pastor. Do you know what that do? The whole thing will fail. Why? God cannot manifest himself in one part. It's not connected completely. God wants to do his work, but you got to be connected. He says, cannot work apart from the other. So, whatever God is trying to do in my life, Brother Henry, it has to do with whatever he's doing in your life. Because I'm not an island unto myself. Your part and my part got to go together to make him. So whatever he's doing in your life, he's doing in my life. Maybe not the same thing, but he's bringing this part together. And maybe he's using somebody else, you know, to get me to a place that I can, you know, come together with you. I don't know how God is working. It's a mystery to me. But the thing I know, he's working. And the thing I know that we need each other in order for that word to go forward. That's what I need you to understand. See, one cannot work apart from the other. If one truly has the Spirit of God, he will have the Word of God. That is how it was with the prophet. They had the indwelling Spirit of God and the Word came to them. That is how it was with Jesus. In him was the Spirit without measure and the word came to him. Jesus said, Jesus began both to teach. Here we go again. They cannot be no significant teach until you are filled with the Holy Ghost. There cannot be no significant teach until you experience the love of God. There cannot be any significant teach from this pulpit out there where unless we are all connected to the same spirit. Why do you think people come to church and some hear something and some don't hear that? Oh, that was a nice preaching. You heard that? Say, what part? It was no significant teaching for somebody, but for you it was. And I know why it was significant, because it brought you closer to God. That's what significant teaching will do. So, began both to do and teach. My doctrine is not my own, but the Father that sent me. Exposition of the seven churches says, those in the bride do only what? His will. My will in heaven shall be done in what? In earth. And if I'm doing his will, and you're doing his will, then it's God all around. We cannot miss it. What happened to us, we had differences. Of course, we got different. I like pie, cherry, and you like that other one. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about spiritually. See? It says, no one can make them otherwise. No one, no one. See, I don't care what happens. No one. Nothing can separate you from that mentality. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. That is going to happen. You like it or not, it's going to happen. Because no one can separate you. It says, they know that it has to be God in them doing the work. See? Fulfilling his own word. He did not complete his work while in his early ministry. So now, he works in and through Eli. How he's working? Through the bride. This is not a one-man quest. This is a body quest. But God has to be entirely having preeminence in that body in order for that quest can be victorious. It's one. Just take one. See? In a change, they said, you know, it's as strong as the what? As the weakest what? Link. So what do we do? Listen, I'm weak, but he's strong. It is not in my own effort. It's not in my own merit. It's not in my own strength. Not by my strength, not by my mind, but by his strength, by his might, by the power of the Holy Ghost. You let go, you let God, and God will take care of the rest. But in order to move as a group and bring the power of God, we have to let God do that. We have to surrender to him. completely, not halfway. God don't need no halfway people. He says he did not complete his work while in Jesus ministry. So now his work is through the one to the bride. So if some significant work is going to happen, that it should be happening, is when a group can come together in one accord. And you say, that is impossible. No, it's not impossible. God can do it. Let go and let him do the work. So you want to see some significant work in Love Divine? You want somebody to say out there, you know what? I don't know what's going on out there in Love Divine, but those guys are on fire. I don't know. The word is working mightily among them. Why? Because it's not us. We finally connected with each other in a level that is more than just you and me, brother, and you and me. No, we have connected in a level that is higher than even ourselves. Listen, we cannot be living down there. Come up a little higher. And that's what we're doing. He says, while early ministers, now, okay, she knows that. How many of you knows that? That's the reason of this teaching. How many of you understand that what I'm talking about, what he's talking about? You understand that? You'll be better people next time I see you. He says, she knows that, for it was not yet time for him to do certain things that he must now do. There's a work for us to do. They asked Brother Brand, is the bride will have a ministry in the last days? Sure. Are you ready for let God finish the work that started 2,000 years ago? I'm ready. Take what it takes. I'm ready. It might take some rough. Sometimes God, got to do certain things that we don't like, but he's gonna accomplish. I want him to accomplish that in my life. He says, but he will now fulfill now. When is now? Well, now means now. This is not when he spoke it. He's talking now. Now. God will now fulfill through Eli, to Brother Doug, to Brother Henry, to Brother so-and-so. No, through who? If God is going to fulfill his word and do the same work that he did and continue the work, it has to be through a group of people. And you know what? I want to be the first. I'm not waiting in somebody. You know, I want God to start here. And it's going to take some work. The only work that you have to do is surrender yourself. And that is the hardest thing to do. Surrender your thoughts, your ideas, your reasoning, whatever you brought. Just leave it at there. He says, but he will now fulfill through the bride, work which he left for this specific time. Now, we've been together for a long time. We've been growing. This ministry, he will be bringing you up and up. For what reason? So you will be an invisible army today. And to finish the work that he what? That he started. This had not been wasted for more than 20 years. I've been here 10 years, but I've known Brother Doug for more than 30 years. We've been at it. But what is the whole reason of this? So we'll be ready for the battle. This is not yet what you think it is. You've been through testing to bring you to be what you're supposed to be. The fight is near. And if we're going to fight it, Brother Doug is not going to fight my battle for me. You are not going to fight. We are going to get together and give that, devil a black eye. But we have to do it together. Whatever you can do. Exposition of the seven, Church Age, chapter 1, and I think this is my last one. Yes. Now remember this. Christ and the true church is continuation of the book of what? So don't leave it in the history. Listen, don't leave God out there. Whoa, that was nice. Wow, look at what happened in the book of Acts. Don't leave it out there. There's a book of Acts right now being written. That's what Brother Brown says. But the book of Revelation show how the Antichrist spirit will come into the church and defile in making them lukewarm, former, and powerless. See, that's what's going on. Divide and conquer. Powerless. Don't let Satan lie to you about anybody here. About your brother and your sister, don't take a lie from him. Amen. And God has to use somebody to lie. Now, he's not going to come and you don't know you're going to see it. God and Satan will use. But that's Satan. It's not your brother, your sister. He says, defile and making lukewarm, if it exposes who? Satan. You know why we cannot expose Satan? Because we are not coming together as one. If we can't come together as one, as a body, we can squeeze him out. And I like to get him out of here. I got to get him out of my life. I want to get him out of everywhere. I want it when I get up in the morning that he said, oh, not again. That's what I want him. See, he gave me no trouble. Now I want it when I wake up in the morning, he said, not again. Yes, again and again and again until we put you in the right place. But I'm going to need your help to do that. He says, exposes Satan. So unity is what exposes Satan. A body united in Christ, in one head, in one accord, is what exposes the devil. You can scream all you want to. I don't care. Satan is not going to even get up or pay no attention. But when this body gets together and we start screaming, it's going to get up and say, what's going on down there in love divine? Oh, I don't know. Boss, let me go and check. Then the spirit comes back and says, Satan, I don't believe this. They was casting out devils and demons. They threw me out of there and I'm both burned up. I ain't going that nowhere. You know, when we come together, Satan should be somewhere. I mean, I don't want it to be anywhere, but not here. What do you feel good when you come to church? What do you feel good when you are in church? Because the word is cleaning, is scrubbing, is making you, is lifting you up. But when you go out, that Satan is waiting for you. But what about if we walk out there and we are charged in such a way that he will not do that in any time, in any place, in any circumstances? Remember, it can be defeated. It says, right now, exposes Satan, revealing his work, attempted destruction of God's people, and the discrediting of God's word. That's all it is. If I can take you and separate you from the foe, what happened to a leadership when it's separated from the foe? What did the wolf do? It's a better chance for me to destroy you if I can separate you. As long as you tie with the group, they won't come. Because as long as they get united, you know, it's hard for the wolf to do what they want to do. But as soon as I can, and that's their tactic, you know. Let's get one aside. And then we can destroy it. Because now you don't have the backing up of the body. See? Never try to be out there by yourself, on yourself. See, he says, he fights that. He cannot stand it, you know. He's fighting now. This is what he's fighting right now. That we cannot come together as one. We come together to church and we have a good time and we feel God and everything is happening. But as long as we do not come together as one, he's not worried about it. Why do you think we're having all these problems? We started coming. Yes, I believe that this is the purpose of God and this is the vision for this church and this is this goal in Brother's heart, is that we can come as one. So what did he try to do first? Well, I can't do no more. I've been trying to. I'm going to burn the church. I'm going to disperse them. Because as soon as I disperse them, you know, I'm going to start working. And he did. He dispersed them. Now we're here. And then all the things started coming in. See, that's what he wanted. You know, disperse them and let's go and conquer. See who we can use. And he tried. But the burning didn't work. That hasn't worked. We're still here. He's afraid that you and I will come together as one. Because there's power. There's power in unity. But as soon as we come to church, believing that you are some part of something that you don't understand and you think you are by yourself and you don't need anybody, you're wrong. You're wrong. He says, he cannot stand it. He knows that if the people get the revelation of the true church and what she is, what she is, see, it is not good for me to get a revelation if you're not going to get it. I can have a revelation of the true God in my life. But if you don't get that revelation, then we cannot fight together. You're going to be looking at me, what? I wonder what is in the mind of that guy. What is he trying to do? Well, getting his mind, and I get in his mind, and then we all know what he's doing in our lives. But Satan is scared of that you find out what is the power, where the power lies, and the power lies in that body. So as long as we come to church and we find and we go home and everything is peachy, he's not worrying about it. See? He says, she will be an invisible army. Says what she stands for and that she cannot, and she can do the greatest work, she will be an invisible army. If they get a true revelation of the two spirits within the framework of the church, and by God's spirit discern and withstand the Antichrist spirit. What is the Antichrist spirit? The one that separates you. If you get any thought about anybody that will separate you from your brother, if you get any kind of a complex, I don't care, you get any kind thing that will separate you from your brother for any amount of time, I don't care how small, we are defeated. Because now we cannot come to work together because there's something in between us. I don't care how small, how big, get it taken care. Because we want to come in one accord. We want to worship God in one accord, in one mind, in one feeling. It says, he will be as definitely thwarted today as when Christ withstood his every effort to gain power over him in the desert. So, what he's saying is, first thing that happened, God, Jesus was baptized and he received the Holy Ghost. Now, he was God. It was not sin on him. That was a quick work. Sometimes some of us have to wait a little longer for whatever reason. I don't know. Some get it right then. Some you got to wait. I don't know why. I don't know what God is doing in your life. But he baptized. He received the Holy Ghost. Then what was the next thing that happened? He was taken to be what? Tempted. God has to know if the character is there or not. God cannot put you to work and bring you and join you to a group if you don't have what it takes to join a group. The next thing that happens, you have to be tested. You know, we've been testing for a long time, brother. We've been tested. This church as a whole, we have been tested. And in parts, we have been tested. But we're standing still. Why? Because the character is there. Brother Branham, I don't know if you remember this, but maybe you not, but Brother Branham received his commission in 1933. He will be the one that was going to bring, you know, the message on Christ, you know, like John the Baptist did, introduce him. From 1933 to 1946, there's nothing written. There's no document, there's no tapes. What happened from 1933 to 1946? Brother Branham received his commission and he was tested. Just like Jesus, God don't change his program. Now, he lost his wife. He lost his child. And he lost his mind. He wanted to kill himself twice. Now, he's a human being. God, Jesus was not. With the word, he conquered. But see, you and I, we need to really be shaped and formed. And God bring this situation. Brother Branham, before he could handle these measures, he had to be tested to see if he had the character. Without character, you are not going to be able to be a good representative of God. So from 1946, we hear all the stories and the river and how he told his suegra, you know, mother-in-law, hey, I'm not going to go. She said, you're going to take my girl to that trash, my daughter, you know the whole thing. Then in the Ohio River, that didn't start, and then the word came back to him. Hey, his wife died, his child died. He went through a lot. But at the end, God took that man and he shaped him and he molded through all that situation so he could handle the word of God. He come up with the character. God is doing that and he's been doing that many years. I think we are there. Because you know what is the sign that we are there? When we start leaning in each other. See? Because at one point, you know, we're going through all this and you think it's just me. Oh, me, woe me. Job lost his properties, his house, the servants, the children, and he almost lost his mind. He said, I cursed the day that I was, he lost his mind. You know one thing that he didn't never lost? his connection with God. He said, I will not curse. She said, curse and die. He says, I will not. I don't care what I go through. I don't care what happened to me. My Redeemer lives. And I will see him. See, he never lost his connection. You can go for whatever, through the things you're going through and the situation. Never. He will never leave you alone. You still got a connection. That's why we come out alive at the end. Yes, Satan hates revelation, but we love it. With true revelation in our life, the gates of hell cannot prevail against us, but we will prevail over them. And the revelation today is, we are one body. Get that revelation. We are a part of the bride. And we should move as a, you know, body. Yes, you got your part to do. You got your part to do. But it's time that we realize that we are part of something bigger than us. And let's start asking God, God, what is my position in this body? What is my part so I can fulfill your desire in the whole? Not only in your life, in the whole. But unless, until we get that, to that mentality, that church is not just me and God, church is me and everybody else. See, let me read you. I don't think I have it. I'll let you go. You can stand. Let me read you stand to your feet. Stand to your shoes or whatever. Stand to your feet. Your shoes. In your shoes. I want to read you what I know you're going to say. What are you quoting that guy for? Well, you know, the Catholic Church is not 100%, I mean, correct, but they have some things that are right, right? They don't believe in abortion. That's, I'm in abortion. Okay. If I don't find it, then I won't read it to you. Because sometimes I take things out that I don't think they are meaningful. Yeah, I took it out. I didn't want to even go there. Anyway. So, thank you, Lord. There's certain things that after I go through a message a few times, I start, okay, this is me. Okay, we don't need this one. Lord, yeah, we need this one. So I took it out. So that means you don't need it. I made my point, and you understand what I said, and that's all it needs to be said. Let's pray. Father, we thank you tonight. Father, I lift my hand to the hill where my help will come from. You are my tower. You are my refuge tonight. Father, I don't care. Let hell break loose. But I am in you, hiding. Nothing will separate me. Not even hell can go against us tonight. Father, why? Because we are your children. And you have brought us with a purpose. And that purpose is that we manifest you in flesh, Father. Just like Jesus manifested you in flesh, we are coming together to express the fullness of God in a bride, in a group. We have to start here, Father, not wait for something to happen so we can come together. Either we come together here now or it will never happen. Father, we have the chance, we have the opportunity, we have the teachings, we have everything that you have provided, everything that we have need of tonight, so we can come up to a son and a daughter of God manifesting you, Father, in a world of chaos and loss. The world going to know that there is a God. How? You and me. That is how God is proving it. That God exists and is real. Father, we thank you for the opportunity that I had to be part. Thank you. Father, I wouldn't even choose myself. Oh, thank you, Lord. Because you chose me to be and predestined me before the foundation of the world. Father, thank you. I just wanted to be saved at one time. But now, Father, I want to fulfill the desire that you have in your heart before the foundation of the world. Father, we thank you again. Be with your people, wherever they are tonight. Those that are traveling in the way back home. Those that are out there, Father, wherever they are. Father, let your spirit just go and protect them and keep it and don't let the evil one, but remove any obstacles, Lord. Father, as we wait for them to come back, because we need them, Lord. I need them. You are not complete until they all hear, Father. You call all of us to this little assembly, and this little assembly will manifest God in flesh again as a body. We will move as a body, and we will worship as a body, and we will praise you as a body. When we go back to our church, Father, that it will be settled in our life, God, we want you to take over our lives, consume our life with your love, so I can love others the way you love me, so I can help others, so I can teach others, so we can walk together, showing that God is a God of mercy and love and grace, because he did it for me. Listen, church, there should be no funny feelings between us. And if there is, let's get it corrected. Find out what it is. And if you don't know what it is, tell your brother, your sister, hey, I don't understand what's going on, but I think I believe this way. Can you help me out? I don't know why I think this about you or what I think about this situation. Can you help me out? I don't want to be that way. I don't want no funny feelings. That day, I don't want no funny feelings. And if there's funny feeling, God cannot work if you are a son or daughter of God. Let's take care of the funny feelings. And let's start acting not like children. Let's start acting like mature adults, people, that we come together to reason together with the Word. That's what we want. We love you, Lord, and thank you again for this little assembly. I love this little assembly. This is what I prefer. I'd rather be here than any other place. I'm not saying that you are not in some other place. This is not the only place. There's some other churches, and they had to come to the same understanding. Because one of these days, when the rapture comes, we are going to join together, and then we are going to meet each other, and then we're going to know who made it. And then, at that point, we know that we are sons and daughters of God. Now, I remember Brother Branham. When Mira looked at a sister across the market, wherever they were at, I didn't think it was Walmart, but she looks. And she nodded with the head like this. And Brother Branham took a notice and said, "What are you doing? That you're saying hi to that? You know what? We're supposed to be connected. We're supposed to be one. Why don't you go over there and embrace that sister?" See, no funny feelings. Oh, I know they treat us like that sometimes. Even in the same message, they treat us that way. They don't want to talk to us. They don't want to see us. They think they're better, but that's had nothing to do with anything. Your job, my job, is to come together and express the love of God to those people and to everybody. Father, we thank you once again. Father, take these words, broken as they are, and make them live in the people. You know my desire. You know my heart. And I'm right because you are right. And as long as I'm in that word, it is the truth. And as long as that truth is speaking love, it's you. You are a loving God tonight. And thank you for loving us. Thank you for taking care of us. Thank you, Lord. Because you're always there to help us, to lift us up. Maybe you have to use a brother or a sister, but I thank you. I thank you. I am connected to you. And I'm connected to your little bride through Jesus Christ, our Lord. We thank you. And we ask you all these things in the lovely name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm a part of the family. That's how you believe it. Amen. Yes.